by either the legislature or the governor. Classification and pay is supposed to be paid for the work that you do. And I really question the legislature coming in and unilaterally deciding what people should get paid for the work that they're doing. Although classification and pay sets the ranges, it's the union to negotiate the wages that are assigned to those ranges, and those wage scales have been made in good faith, and I think what we're talking about here is clear union vesting. And I would like to reiterate what you've heard from other people, that if you really want to find a fair way to spread the cost of government, do what they do every place else and reinstate the income tax, which for 15 years, you know, people have gotten used to a free ride, and it's very easy to blame public employees and say that they should pay the brunt of government services, but I think what's only fair is that you tax all the citizens of the state of Alaska to benefit from the services that these people provide. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We go next to Rasta Jackson, and then following will be Laura Nolan from Fairbanks.
A staff participant has left. The next person we have to testify in Anchorage is Bruce Dougherty.
Is Bill Ayers also gone?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Bruce, and then following Laura Nolan from Fairbanks.
Good afternoon. I've been sitting here to hold the testimony this afternoon. Firstly, my name is Bruce Dougherty, and I stand in strong opposition to HB 236. 2 weeks ago, I was hired on with the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Health. And so I guess I'm a little angry that this legislation is moving forward, and I strongly hope that it doesn't. Particularly after listening to so many of my fellow state employees come forward with their personal stories of financial difficulty. And I'm particularly concerned about the employees at the lower pay range. I have a little bit of public employment history, and that was back in the early 80s. But during that time, I did work in a lower pay range. And a 5% reduction in pay would impose a financial hardship on many of these workers who are, in my mind, and from personal experience, very loyal and dedicated employees. And I look at this thing really from a perspective of how does an employee react to an employer who just cuts their wage. I understand there's lots of financial difficulties at the state level, and I really think that the legislature ought to look at some other means of generating revenues, and I want to gnash over this really too much. A lot of folks have testified before me, those who hold this position that HB 236 is hurtful. I feel flat to the face, frankly, and I think that's all I have to say. I appreciate the opportunity to testify.
Thank you, Mr. Dougherty. We'll go next to Ms. Nolan from Fairbanks and following to Diane Brooks from Anchorage.
Good afternoon. My name is Laura Nolan. I want to thank you for hearing us out, and most important, your willingness to listen to the workers who will be further demoralized and undervalued if this bill becomes law. I've lived and worked all over the state for almost 20 years. Presently, I'm employed with the Department of Environmental Conservation, where I've worked for over 4 years. I want to share with you some of the things that will happen in this small but important area of state government if this bill passes. attempts to sanitize cleanup all over the state are proceeding without state oversight. There are many communities that are raising their children in the presence of drum burial sites, DDT and PCB contamination, as well as benzene in their drinking water. Some of these communities deserve to know that cleanup decisions will be based on risk-based health decisions, not solely on economic decisions, often made by outsiders with little knowledge or understanding of these communities. I'm sure you know that cancer is on the rise in the state, and no one knows why. Numerous factors at work here, but environmental contaminants may also play an important role. Today I found out that friends from one of these communities I refer to has been diagnosed with precancerous condition. Was this condition caused by the contaminant in her home community? I don't know. Is the state of Alaska doing everything possible to protect this community and ensure a health-based cleanup? No, they are not. This bill harms citizens of this state as much as it does state workers. The bottom line is, if you want trained, competent, experienced, professional staff, you have to pay for them, and you have to treat them as if you value and respect that expertise. I urge you to vote down this bill. More importantly, I hope that you and your colleagues will try to view state employees as the valuable state resource that we are. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll hear from Diane Brooks from Anchorage.
We have the lead. The next testifier we have is Linda Rutherford.
Daryl Kiefer also has left. Go ahead, Ms. Rutherford.
Yes, my name is Linda Rutherford, and I work for the Department of Natural Resources. I've been a state employee for 20 years, and my bring-home pay is $1,600 a month. I'm trying to raise two teenage children with good appetite on my salary. Half my salary goes to housing, and everything's gone up, utilities, mortgage, food, but not my pay. You're expecting me to take a 5% cut in pay and still be able to make it. I don't think so. What's going to happen is you're going to cut people's pay, a little less pay, and you're going to find people on welfare because you get more out of welfare than you will the state. Right now, my children and I cannot afford to have a little bit of food because we don't have the money for it. I am the lowest one accountable for my checkbook. Why is the legislature accountable for the budget? Why do they have to put it on our backs to take care of their mistakes? I just started paying for food on a credit card so my children can at least have food, if nothing else. Don't take this away, or there'll be one person leaving the state with the money in retirement and SBS and leaving the state. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go now to Renee Evans in Fairbanks.
Hello, my name is Renee Evans. I've been a state employee for over 10 years and a resident for over 30 years. I wrote a letter to the committee on March 30, 1995 and provided a written testimony to the committee on April 1, 1995. I trust these have been read, so I will not repeat what I have written and make the testimony for. I'm opposed to House Bill 236 and strongly believe that the method to deal with pay cuts or pay raises is through the collective bargaining process. Departments statewide continue to take budget cuts. Many of these cuts are taken in the form of cutting positions and not services. In turn, this requires a few people left to take on more job responsibilities year after year. We have not complained and we continue to do the best job we can. Please explain to us now why we are worth 5% less when we continue to do more work and take on more responsibilities. Stop attempting to tax state employees. Instead of spending our state dollars on working on bills to tax state employees, look for methods to increase resources.
Thank you very much for your brevity. We'll go next to Susan Valera from Anchorage.
Yes, I'm Susan Valera. I was born in Alaska and I'm a lifelong resident of Alaska. I am an administrative clerk too with the Department of Health and Social Services in Anchorage. I take home $1,300 a month. I used to make more money driving a taxi cab than I make right now. This is before your 5% cut. But I decided the risk wasn't worth it, and that's why I'm working for the state now. I won't list my bills for you, but when I'm left with $75 after paying my rent, a 5% cut in my pay means everything to me. If I had children, I would be eligible for welfare, food stamps, and Medicaid, and I would actually profit from rolling with welfare. Looking at the state PHB 236, be making the welfare rolls an inviting prospect to many more Alaskans. I'm proud to announce that 15 years of smoking cigarettes, I quit smoking 3 weeks ago. I was looking forward to the $75 a month I saved myself by no longer purchasing cigarettes and supporting the tobacco tax. But now you're proposing to take away 5% of my pay, which will cause me to lose more than I thought I'd save by quitting smoking. However, I am an active voter, and if my pay is cut, each time I look at my paycheck, I will be reminded of how each of you voted on this bill. And all state employees will be reminded again of your vote by our unions, because they passed out a statewide newsletter that tells us how you voted. So there's no effort on our part to keep up with these details that we don't have time to keep up with. Our union does it for us. We will be out there on voting day. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll hear from Christine Vogt from Fairbanks.
I'm not here to explain to you how I live paycheck to paycheck or how to explain to my child again. No, not this weekend. We're going to the teleconference to fight for my paycheck. Well, I know I promised, but not this weekend. We have to attend a rally downtown to fight for my paycheck. You know, the Alaska legislator declared in 1972 when they passed the Public Relations Act that it recognized bargaining. This has nothing to do with the cut in wages. It is a direct assault on unions. You know it, and we know it. I thank the Labor and Commerce Committee for taking the time to hear our testimony. This is a majority leadership bill. You're using this bill to make your numbers on the budget balance. Every member in the House majority should be held accountable for this kind of legislation. I will hold my legislator, Al Beebe, personally accountable. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your brevity. We'll go now to Gregory Gibbs in Anchorage.
I'm Greg Gibbs, computer tech in the consortium library at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. One of the points that has been made is the disparity between public and private sector wages. I won't dispute this. However, this is a door that does swing both ways. As I mentioned, I am a computer tech. Between my boss, a half-time student, and myself, we are responsible for all the computer-related resources, including the local area network and databases in the library. The library, in an effort to efficiently utilize its meager resources, is moving from print to electronic media. As a result of this, the job that we do is mission-critical to the library. Do you think that we'd be well compensated for the significant responsibility, yet I earn little more than $10 an hour? I could earn more working for the state, and even more by moving to the private sector. But I stay because I like the people I work with, and I enjoy my job, and I like to give a little something back to the university at which I'm still pursuing my degree. As others have testified, I too live from paycheck to paycheck. To make the prospects even worse, my wife also works in the library, so the passage of HB 236 would be particularly devastating to our household. Please stop this now. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, sir. We go next to Linda Burris from Fairbanks. Okay, thank you very much for letting me know that. We'll go back to Anchorage then and take testimony from Valerie Beffam.
Anchorage only has one testifier left. The others have left. Her name is Penelope Kirkwood.
Okay, why does go ahead and then testify, Penelope. State your name and affiliation for the record.
My name is Penelope Kirkwood. I'm employed by the Department of Administration. I work as a certified nursing assistant at the Anchorage Pioneer Home. That means that I take care of your parents, your grandparents, and probably some of your friends. My work is very stressful. I work on a special unit. I work with the Alzheimer's department. We have 16 people on that unit that most of the time don't even know where they are. I do my job because I love these people. At any given time, I might have to lift a person weighing over 250 pounds. The nurses give medication, but certified nursing assistants give direct care. We do all aspects of care. We become these people's friends, their daughters, their sons, who they don't see. I really don't think that it's fair to cut our wages by 5%. It makes no sense to me. I'm a range 9. And I feel like it's just not fair. I don't think that I can call my landlord or the utilities and
Thank you, and thank everybody who's testified today. I believe that eliminates public testimony. And if there is anyone else out there in teleconference land that has not testified that wishes to, could you come forward at this time?
Okay, not hearing anyone else speak. This is
Representative Chairman?
Yes.
So I'm not going to have one who's left testifier, I guess.
Certainly, we'd be happy to hear from them.
Thank you. My name is Linda Parker, and I'm the Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank. I am not a state employee, but I do see the effects of what happens when people's pay is cut dramatically, and a 5% pay cut for many people is a dramatic pay cut. In this state, we are third in the nation in sexual assault and domestic violence, third only behind Los Angeles and New York City. A lot of this is impacted because people cannot afford to buy food when their pay is cut. They have bills that have to be paid. They've got to pay their rent. They've got to pay their utility. They've got to pay the insurance. And the most flexible thing that they have that they can work against is the food budget. And when people don't have the funds that they need to buy food, it's a killer. Children cannot concentrate in school. Many of the school programs, even the lunch program, is trying to be cut. There are social programs that are being cut. There's so many things that are being cut that when the pay in the state workers is cut as well, I end up seeing them. We have an open policy where anyone that is in need of food can come to our food bank and get a week or 2 weeks worth of groceries, but it's once every 3 months. And we have been able to provide almost 300 boxes to families since the first of the year. Some of these are doing as well as some of our state employees, but they can't make it. And if you proceed with this bill and cut the pay, our food bank is going to be more challenged to meet the needs, as is Fairbanks Community Food Bank, Food Bank of Alaska, Southeast Food Bank in Juneau, the Nome Community Food Bank, and the many food pantries around. I urge you, please, give the state workers the amount of pay that they have now. They deserve a raise. They are underpaid, but we're in this together. We understand that at this point in time, the state cannot pay a livable wage as what these state employees deserve. So keep them at the level and let their kids have food on the plate. Please, I implore you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anyone else that would like to testify before we close this out? Seeing that there seems to be no one else, this is Representative Jerry Sanders, and I want to thank, I know there's hardly anyone left out there now, but still I want to thank everyone that's came and given their testimony. Rest assured we will make copies of the tapes, and everyone here who's interested will hear about them. And we can't make any promises on what's going to happen to this bill, but I want you to know that we do appreciate your position, and we'll take it into consideration all the way down the line. And with that, we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you.